Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 573. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please let me know at rabbeismach@take10fortorah.org. Today I'd like to speak of the famous test that Eliezer performs in this week's Parsha, the controversy relating to Eliezer's test, and how it applies to our day-to-day lives. Before we get to the test, obviously we know that there's a backdrop in Bereishis, where Avraham goes through a bit of a personal growth, where Avraham begins, of course, like a kid with everybody else in his generation, believing in these pagan idols, believing in these gods, the multitude of gods that existed, and he matures either at the age of 3 or others understand at the age of 40, he figures something out. And we know that his understanding was incomplete, because we know that there's a time that God tells him, Hesalich lefanai ve'yeh samim, walk before me and be perfect. Samim, as we know, is associated later on in Sefer Devarim with Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elokecha, you're supposed to be wholesome. And from there we learn the wholesomeness is a focus on God and only God and nothing but God. There are no other forces or powers or anything else. We talked about this development of Avraham's personality and the occult. Feel free to look back at that. So the idea is that over the course of time, Avraham realizes more and more that God is the one who controls his life. And so when the complaint is sent towards God, God, I don't have any children, he's assuming that he can't have children. Why? As Rashi tells us, because he believes that in the stars, it is dictated that he cannot have children. He is not yet of the belief that he is absolutely, entirely under the power of God. And so God says to Avraham, Vayotzeo soha chutza, he says, we'll see in a moment what he says, but he takes him outside, Vayomar, habed na hashamayma, look at the skies, at the heavens, uspara kochavim emtucha, lisparo sam, Vayomar lo koye ezarecha. And he says to God, he says to Avraham, listen, your descendants will be like these stars. And so on the words, Vayotzeo soha chutza, he takes him outside, Rashi says, it means as follows. He said to Avraham, Tzei mi'itztagnino shalcha, leave your astrology, enough of this. Shari'isa b'mazalo sheincha asud lahamid ben, you saw some sort of image that portends to you not ever being able to have a child. I, God says, I run the world. Not the stars, not any of these forces, not any of these powers, nothing else. And so in doing that, Avraham is taught for once and for all that there is this prohibition and about having faith in anything other than God. We have this prohibition repeated, referring to the rest of us, multiple times in the Torah. For example, in Vayikra, it says, Lo sanach hashuv, lo sa'onenu, you cannot do nichosh, which is acting on the basis of omens, or lucky hours. You can't, as we'll see described in a moment, the Rambam tells us, you can't just say, something happened to me, a black cat crossed my path, it's going to be a bad day, I should do this, or I shouldn't do that, based on some random and arbitrary thing that I set up. You can't do any of that. That prohibition is repeated in Sefer Devarim. The idea that I can't go and believe or focus on any of these false ideas, menachesh, umechashef, sorcery, all of these things are problematic. So now, what do we have in this week's Parsha? We seem to have something which might be at odds, where Eliezer goes to, of course, as Avraham commands him, to his family, vayavrech hagemalim, and he makes the camels kneel down, he parks, vayomar Hashem elokei Adonai Avraham, and he says to God, the master of my master Avraham, the God of my master Avraham, hakreino lefanai hayom, grant me good fortune today, vasei chesed im Adonai Avraham, and do chesed with my master Avraham. Hinei anochi nitzav alein hamayim. Behold, I am standing by the spring. Uvnos anshei ha'ir yotzos l'shov mayim. And the daughters of the townsmen are here to draw water. V'haya hanara asher omar aleha hatina chadeich. And let the maiden, to whom I say, please lower your jar that I may drink, v'eshte, v'amra, and she'll say, sh'sei v'gam gamalecha ashke, oh, please drink, and I will give to your gemalim, to your camels to drink. Osa hochachta la'avdecha, that's going to be the one that you've shown to your servant, min to Yitzchak, the one who is for Yitzchak, uvo eda ki osisa chesed im Adoni, and with that girl, I will know that you have done kindness with me. Right, so he does this test. He says, the one who I ask for a drink, and she says, no problem, drink and I'll give your camels too. not only will I give to you, not only is the answer yes, but I'm going to do even more than that. That's going to be the one who I'm going to know. And guess what? By Yihu Terem, Kilo Ladaber, he just immediately, scarcely finished speaking. Vihine Rivka Yitzasa Shayulda Levesul Ben Milka Esher Snachar Achi Avraham Vichada Al Shechma. And suddenly this girl comes out, and guess what happens? We know how the story ends. And suddenly he asks, and she responds, no problem. And when he drinks, she says, I'll also draw for your camels. And wonderful, right? It fulfills the whole condition. And she goes and he does it. And the man is gazing. He's unbelievable. He can't believe how unbelievable this is. When the camels finish drinking, he takes a gold nose ring weighing half a shekel, and he gives it to her and says, who are you? Basmiat, hagidi na li, hayesh beis avicha makom lanu lalin, can I go over to your father's house, etc. And so he does what it seems we're not supposed to do. The Rambam says, emin achshin ka'akum shenema lo sanachashu, we're not supposed to practice divination, omen-ri, focusing on omens. Ketzad hu anachash, and so he gives the examples. He says, kugon elu shomrim hol v'nafla piti mipi, my bread fell out of my mouth, or nafla makli miyadi, or my stick fell, eni holich l'makom ploni, I'm not going to travel today. She'im elech in chavtzi na'asim, because if I do, it won't be good luck for me, because I dropped everything already. Hol v'ovat, the avar shol mi mino in yotzi mi pesach pisi, a fox passed me, so I'm not going to go out today. She'meitzi yifgeni adam ramai. Because if I do, I'll get into trouble, I'll get swindled. Also, again, all these different types of things. Now, interestingly, he says, V'chein ha-mesim simanim la'atzmo. He says, if somebody makes a simon, if something happens, if X happens, if Y happens, im yira'e li kach v'kach ese davar ploni, im lo yira'e li lo ese, if I do it, great, if it doesn't, you know, if this happens, I will do it, if it doesn't happen, I won't do it. Ke Eliezer eved Avraham, like Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, did, v'chein kol kiyotzim dvar ma'ila, hakol usser, it's forbidden. And the Rambam uses, as an example of what is forbidden, the story of Eliezer eved Avraham. Right, so it seems what Eliezer did is very wrong. Now you have to remember, according to most, Eliezer is obviously not Jewish, but these prohibitions apply, like the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, are within the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, and believing in God is one of the commandments that everybody is commanded in, and maybe they're allowed to believe in some sort of partnership or something like that, but to believe in nichosh, to believe in omens, is verboten, it's forbidden. And so how is Eliezer doing this? The Rambam clearly states that Eliezer was doing something wrong. The Ravid says, no, it's a shibush gadol. The Ravid commenting on the Rambam says it's a mistake. It's not wrong what Eliezer did, because Eliezer did something that is okay. Now, the Rambam didn't make this up, that Eliezer did something wrong. There's a Gemara that discusses a story where a person went and supposedly, or at least on first glance, made a decision based on an omen, and the Gemara there makes the statement, kol nechash she'enu ke'Eliezer eben Avram, any type of omenry which is not like the omenry of Eliezer is not nechash. It gives another example of Yonasan ben Shaul. We're going to keep that out for now. But any nechash, any omen statement, any dependent statement which is not like Eliezer's is not going to be called nechash, which would sound like any statement that is like Eliezer's is nechash, which would be forbidden and would be a problem. So the Rambam's not crazy in saying that the idea of what Eliezer had done would be problematic. And the Ravid, really, the burden is on him to explain why the Rambam misunderstood that Gemara. But let's understand how it could be, not according to the Rambam, but according to the Ravid, how could it be that Eliezer maybe had done nothing wrong? And really all the Gemara is saying is that the statement is a problem. Anybody who makes such a statement, if this happens, then I will do something else, that statement is a problem. But perhaps Eliezer was not transgressing. Eliezer, born of Avraham's house, hopefully taught Avraham's principles and the things that Avraham had learned, how could it not be a problem? So some suggest that, first of all, it came out of order. Really, the first thing to happen was that Eliezer figured out who it was. Did not make a decision until figured out that it was Lavan's sister, Besuel's kid, and then and only then did he give her the nezem, the ring. And that would require you to move the psukim around a little bit and rely on the idea of ein muktam uma ucher b'torah, the Torah is out of sequence. That's what Tosos says in Chulin. The Sforno says, no, the whole thing is a prayer. prayer. And of course, you're allowed to pray for something to occur. You're allowed to pray to find such a girl. And it wasn't condition, it was a prayer. The Ran gives perhaps the most important answer. And the Ran says that the explanation over here is that this is only a problem. She'ein hasvar no senas, she'yehei bahem gorem. When it doesn't make sense that the two things should be connected. A black cat crosses my path, therefore I'm not going to walk because I think bad luck. What do black cats have to do with anything? Nothing. But Eliezer is looking for a balas chesed. Eliezer is looking for a kind girl for Avraham's son. And when he finds one, that's not nechash. That's just a really great shidduch. Have a great day.